Hi there, this is Jacqueline, Andy Nelson's wife. For years now, you have been hearing our son Will tell about how fun it is to travel with Dad, order pizza, and swim in hotel swimming pools. Well, now our kids are grown up and have moved away, and Andy is spending more time at home. He likes to cook but doesn't do dishes. He and his dog track up the kitchen, and now he's decorating the house with horseshoe art. He is a dandy cowboy poet and humorist, but a lousy interior decorator. So, give Andy a call at 307-360-8776 or email him from his website, cowpokepoet.com. Let's get him scheduled to perform at your next event. It works out great for all of us. You'll enjoy some outstanding entertainment, I'll get Andy out from underfoot, and we'll all have a fun weekend.
Well, by golly, we made it all the way back from the two-holer.
Ooh.
Note to self.
No, ooh.
Note to self. Skunk cabbage.
Check for toilet paper before you sit down.
Note to self. Skunk cabbage makes really good.
It really does, but boy, does the smell stay with you.
Well, there is that. I mean, like that's an issue.
Like, there. That's a problem?
I mean, that's a problem. All right, there. Okay, all right. Anyway. Let's have some poetry, shall we?
Keep moving.
Doris Daly is riding along with us. Here's some good advice. Don't drive the tractor.
Down in Pincher Creek, there's a fellow named Lester Hochstein, a wonderful cowboy from that part of southern Alberta. And Lester remembers when he was a little boy, the neighbor's kid came over to ask his dad for a job. And the kid was kind of a hopeless wreck. He couldn't keep a dollar. Zilch on work ethic. But Mr. Hochstein thought, well, if I don't give this kid a chance, who will? And here's the story. Here's the true story of how it all happened. And sadly, there's kind of a sad ending for the kid next door. Don't drive the tractor through the bog beneath the hill. The boss's words were spoken plain and slow. But Slick was young and frisky, and he thought, this won't be risky, and the boss has gone to town. He'll never know. Don't drive the tractor through the bog beneath the hill. But to cross would shave 2 hours off the trip. There's no water in the creeks, and it hasn't rained for weeks. I'll just put her into high and let her rip. Don't drive the tractor through the bog beneath the hill. Well, Slick might be too young to grow a beard, but he knew a thing or two, 10 more yards and he'd be through. And that's when the axles disappeared. Slick slunk home from the bog beneath the hill. The boss looked up, and guess what had transpired? He saw mud from toe to chin, a hopeless case wrapped up in skin. Slick confessed and said, I guess this means I'm fired. The boss looked at Slick. He thought about the bog. He rolled a smoke and gazed across the plains. The suspense was pretty thick, but he finally turned to Slick and said, go get the shovel and the chains. Driving back together to the bog beneath the hill, not an angry word was spoken in the truck. The boss had come to grips. He said, Slick, just read my lips. Now go liberate that tractor from the muck. Slick attacked the tractor in the bog beneath the hill. He flung and flailed and shoveled at both ends. He grunted, heaved, and fretted. He wallowed, mucked, and sweated. He'd show the boss that he could make amends. Slick freed that tractor from the bog beneath the hill. He'd learned his lesson. Now he was inspired. It hadn't been much fun, but when he finally said, I'm done, the boss replied, you're right, Slick. Now you're fired.
Yeah, that's some good advice. note to self. I have done this. Don't drive the tractor through the bog beneath the hill.
Right.
Right.
Well, in this country, we got a lot of alkali.
Yeah.
You know, and it looks dry.
You're right. Yeah. Yeah. Until you...
It looks solid.
Get a set of wheels out on it, right? Yeah. Note to
self. It goes clear to China.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, it does. All right. Note to self. If you're going to use horse liniment...
Expect nature's gel.
Yeah, expect a couple of things. Right? It could blister your hide.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dad, I remember he got to mixing some things, and I don't know what all he mixed, but boy, did it raise a blister.
It did, and I think he called it Kumbolt's Caustic Balsam, if I remember right. And it was. It was a mixture of this and that and the other thing.
It would raise a blister on
a
boot.
Right. I remember Dad using DMSO.
Me too.
And absorbing. These are all animal products, right? Our dad was famous for that.
And he did some showing on a racetrack, and they used a lot of absorbing.
Yeah, used a lot of the
horses.
Absorbing, yeah.
And, and it worked for Dad.
It did. Yeah. And I remember him using it on us. When we were...
It works.
Yeah, when we were young athletes and things like that. Oh, I got some sore muscle. Here you go.
Yeah, with them big old... Pause.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Oh, man, I remember that well. And DMSO, you can taste.
For a long time.
What I have now, the older I've gotten, I figured out that DMSO is one of the few things that will cross the blood-brain barrier.
Oh,
it doesn't filter it out, and that's why you can taste it.
Oh, yeah. Is that a good thing?
Well, do you know what another one that crosses the blood-brain barrier that's used every day?
Garlic.
Alcohol.
Okay.
Yeah, booze. Okay.
That's why
you get drunk. Yeah, exactly right. So, note to self, there are certain things that...
Is that a good thing?
Yeah, are we sure that's good? DMSO.
I think there's a show in there.
And it burns.
Ooh. Yeah, baby.
Right. And just because a mad mama cow bluff charges you doesn't mean she isn't going to take you. All right?
That's right.
Note to self.
Dick used to say, hold your ground, hold your ground, hold your ground.
That's right, yeah.
Her mama gave whiskey, not milk. Yeah.
All right, so let's talk about that just a little bit. If she bluff charges you, she's probably going to take you. Okay, cows are not T-Rexes, all right? All right.
Although we did have one.
You do. It looks
was
close.
A meat eater.
Yeah, it looks close. But a T-Rex, if you don't move, supposedly a T-Rex can't see you, right?
Right.
Okay, this isn't the case with cows.
No.
If you stop and freeze, she's going to freight train you. I guarantee it.
Every time.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now, I know there are certain conditions where you stand real still. Okay, mountain lions. That might be one, all right? I get
that. I'm not standing still.
Well, guess what? A cat, their reflex is, their hunting reflex is if something starts to run, they're on it.
Just like a dog.
Yeah.
If you're going to run, he's going to chase
you. He's going to chase you. So, all right, mad mama cows aren't like T-Rexes, okay?
They can see you.
Okay, note to self.
Okay.
Yellowstone tourists, note to self.
The woolly cows.
The fluffy cows.
The fluffy cows.
Don't pet the fluffy cows. They look cute. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And they look fluffy. And they look docile.
Uh-huh.
And they're standing there right next to you. Uh-huh. All you got to do is reach out and pet it.
No.
Well, you're going to get freight train. That's just all there is to it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And if the calf is laying there, leave him alone.
Don't try to help him. Let's end the show.
Really?
All right, yeah, we got to, but we'll talk some more.
Okay.
Judy Fisher's riding along with us. Who they are.
One little bird transcends its wings when by its nature begins to sing, much like the poet with his poem transcends his station, his flesh and bone. It's who they are. The painter knows his gift of art is how he shows what's in his heart. The horseman's touch through calloused hand whispers a bridge between horse and man. It's who they are. It's who they are. It's why they breathe. It's what they hear, it's all they see. It's how they're born, it's how they're made. It's not their choice, they have no say. It's who they are. And if God sends inspiration to share these gifts on earth, then who are we to wonder if those gifts have any worth? If not for them, where would we turn? They fill a need, when will we learn? They feed our souls, it's not their choice. They didn't ask to be our voice. It's who they are. And if God sends inspiration to share these gifts on earth, then who are we to wonder if those gifts have any worth? If not for them, where would we turn? They fill a need, when will we learn? They feed our souls, it's not their choice. They didn't ask to be our voice. It's who they are. It's who they are.
Well, that signals the end of another Clear Out West radio show.
Why?
Note to self.
Why? It was a fun one.
Oh, we still got things to talk about, yeah. All right. I know we harass the tourists.
Oh, of course.
Yes. I apologize, and we harass people who use animal medications for their own use. We apologize.
We are one.
And we are they. Yeah. Yes, we apologize. If that little leather strap that holds your front cinch and your back cinch together breaks... Note to self.
Hang on.
That back cinch will turn into a flank strap in a hurry.
And it will make him jump higher.
Yes.
Oh, and kick harder.
And kick harder. Absolutely.
Yeah, you'll get a good ride.
You'll get a good score.
Yes.
If you make the 8 seconds. Yeah.
Yeah, you ought to check that piece of equipment.
Note to self.
And check your latigo.
There you go. Your latigo and your cinch.
Yeah.
Both you and I have had accidents that way.
Yes, we have.
You had a broken latigo. I had a broken cinch. Or was yours a broken cinch, too?
No, mine was a latigo.
Broken latigo. Yeah.
Yeah. And better check that stuff. Yeah,
and that little strap between the cinch and the latigo and the back cinch.
Back cinch, yeah.
Yeah. Gets a lot of moisture and mud and dirt.
It
and
rots.
And becomes brittle.
Very fast.
Very easily.
Yeah.
Very fast. Check that.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. All right.
When you put your shoe fly on,
yeah.
Check that strap.
Good call. Yeah, that's a great note to self.
Yeah.
Check your tack.
Yeah. Oh, good advice.
Check all your tack.
That is good advice.
Clean your tack. Oil your tack.
Ouch.
I know. Ouch. Me too. Yeah. And note to self, if you're not using 100% neat's foot oil, it will rot your strings. It'll rot your strings. Note to self.
Well, Dad used mutton tallow.
Yeah, he did.
Phew.
And if he could, bear grease.
Bear grease.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Note to self.
I haven't seen much bear grease.
No, I haven't either. Folks want to stay tuned for next week, right? Well, you tell me.
Well, it's good, clean fun.
We're having some good, clean next week, so stay tuned.
I will.
And folks, we want to thank you for taking us into your homes and into your feed trucks. And always remember,
don't stand behind a coughing milk cow.
Oh, yeah. Note to self on that one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.